But saint, you can't rest upon the blessings of yesterday nor the promises of the future and think that you are not a target for Satan. They've just had this incredible experience with Christ. Yet that does not exempt them from seeking to be destroyed by Satan. Maybe you've experienced something similar. When the Holy Spirit has come and anointed your pastor to preach with power, reminding you of the glorious promises of God that are fulfilled in Christ. Yes and amen. Maybe you've achieved victory over some besetting sin. You've been taken, as it were, to the celestial city to view the glories of the world that is to come. But that does not exempt you from being caught in the sieve of Satan. On this very night, after experiencing such sweet communion with Christ and hearing these precious promises, Jesus says, "Beware, Satan wants you." Satan this morning wants you. He wants to allure you away from Christ by making you think there are riches and pleasures that can be found in the world that are more valuable than what we have in our Savior. He wants to allure you with the lights of the world. And if that doesn't work, he wants to arrange circumstances in such a way that you are crushed under disappointment, in order that you might turn your back upon God. Or for you to think that God has turned his back on you. Have you been there? Live long enough. Experience enough trials. So that you have to battle through that deception, Satan's lie. If God loved you, you wouldn't go through trials. If God loved you, would you really experience what you are experiencing, seeking to crush you under disappointment? Satan's desire to sift you as wheat. But then Jesus uses this conjunction that should encourage our hearts. But in light of what Satan desires, I have prayed for you. Jesus' intercession. Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for thee. Particularly, he's speaking here to Peter. I have prayed for thee. This morning, this is our encouragement. This is our hope, that Christ, our Savior, continues to intercede for us. Jesus Christ is our great high priest. This is typified beautifully in the Old Testament when the high priest, he would go into the tabernacle or the temple of God, and he would carry on his shoulders and over his heart these jewels in which the names of Israel were engraved. And when the high priest was ministering before God, he had the names of God's people on his shoulders and over his heart. And that's true of our Savior today. He carries our names on his shoulders. Speaking of his ability, he can carry us. He can carry us all the way to glory. And he has us over his heart, his care, his love, his willingness. See, our Savior this morning not only has the willingness to save, he has the ability. That's good news, isn't it?